CQ KN4 PCD.
Excuse me, KN4 PCD. This is N0TR mobile.
Just wondering if this thing would hit the repeater. I'm on a little handheld. One of those little rubber duck antennas.
It most certainly did. It's got a little white noise in it, but let me turn my radio down. But it's doing all right for handy talking. My name's Tom.
Hey, Tom. I'm Frank. Located around the Blue Ridge area.
It's not too far from us. We're up there between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson. But I'm sitting down here at the Clemson Eye Center right now waiting on my wife to get her eye exam.
She's doing well. Yeah, I'm up here close to North Greenville College.
Name again, I had somebody say something to me as I walked by my window and blanked you out.
Frank.
I got it, Frank. That was my fault. Well, that's where Mr. W4NGU, Phil, is at, is up there at North Greenville University.
Relatively new with this stuff. I've never really gotten out on this.
See, you're doing fine business, Frank. No problem whatsoever. Those handy talkies, if you're transmitting on high power, tend to get heated up a little bit. But you'll learn a lot just by listening on here, Frank. And the only stupid question is one that goes unasked. So just go ahead and ask it anytime. We don't use 10-4 and all of them signals. We just use Roger and over and things like that. It's rather informal, but a great group of guys are on here, Frank.
No, I'll be listening every now and then. But good talking with you, and I'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Have you got an outside antenna on that available, or are you just using the rubber ducky?
Right now, I'm just using the rubber ducky. I'm planning on getting an antenna put up at the house here before long.
Roger. Ham radio outlet there has got a lot of good antennas and very reasonable, and you don't have to have a high-dollar antenna to make it to most of the repeaters around the area here, especially not this one because it's 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head. Well, good to meet you, Frank, and if you got to go, that's fine. I'm kind of stranded here waiting on the wife. 73's Frank. This is N0TR clear.
KN4 PCD clear.
WHM radio check. WHM, W4DJW, sounds good.
Playing around with the antenna and coax, just making sure we're still getting out.
You are. You didn't break anything. Still working, W4DJW.
Jim, clear.
Hey, Tom. Just pulling onto my road, so one or two transmissions and I'm done. I'm back to work. I snuck out to go to Dollar General.
Roger. Good question. I was hearing in the past few days a keen of the repeater just over and over and over. I tried to time it and it wasn't. Was that the signal that you and another gentleman was discussing the other day trying to find out the spurious harmonic?
Possible. Well, you know, quite possibly, yes. Can't say for sure unless you got a scope on it looking at it. But with the new repeater, we might be able to do that, to track that bump, right? Because it's got a computer attached to it, and the computer can do a lot of things, look up and down the band. But I can't say for sure without having been up there on the mountain looking at the scope. But probably, yeah.
Okay. And you got a scope?
I have SDR radios, which are just as good as a scope.
Okie doke. I won't hold you then, Dave. Say hi to Amy, and you have a good day. I guess she's at work, though. Well, you you have a good day, and we'll catch you down the line, Dave. W4DJW and 0GR.
Okay, Tom, in 0GR, W4DJW. Clear, I'm backing it in the garage.
Okay, Jim, in 0TR.
Hi, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm just, I'm off today and playing with radios and just swap the primary for a secondary antenna that I'm talking on now, my backup radio, and just making sure everything's still working.
Oh, you sound great. I'm sitting here just letting the birds crap on the car and waiting on the wife. I took the radar detector down because the dashboard's getting so hot. 75 degrees up here in the north.
WU2T Mobile. Station says it's 75 outside, but it's 69 inside. I got the AC pumping. Go ahead, W.
I'm not sure who the other station is. I kind of recognize the voice, but I can't put a name with it. But this is Rusty over here and more. Anyway, headed out to the grocery store for some items I forgot yesterday when I went by one of the grocery stores. Oh, well. And they got some top sirloin fillets, a package of two for $6. And I'm going to go pick me up a couple of those to have for in the freezer and for future reference. Anyway, good morning, Tom, and I'll let you throw it over to the other station, W2T Mobile.
Well, good morning, Rusty. Well, you probably heard, I'm just sitting here waiting on Bernice. She's going in. She had her other eye done yesterday, her right eye. Although the left eye, still, something's wrong there. I don't know what. She was trying to describe it. So they'll figure it out here at the eye center. But she says the right eye that she had done yesterday is much better than the left eye, which she had done a couple of weeks ago. So I don't like the sound of that, but we'll see what prevails here. And she's one that her eyes are like needles on the pupil, and they just don't dilate well. And this is Bill down in Hartwell, I think it is. Isn't it, Bill? Go ahead. It's in 0GR.
Awesome. Hartwell, Georgia. Trying to just play radio, and but glad to hear the station. Rusty, yeah, I think we've talked before. Good to hear you this morning. And Tom, hope the your wife's eyes get better. I'll say a prayer for them. Everybody needs it. Over.
Fact. Well, go ahead, Rusty. You're out mobile for I don't know how long, and then you can pass it back to me.
I had just left the house. I was sitting at the stop sign just down below my house when I hollered at, put my call out. So, anyway, and I'm going to drift over here and see if this place where I get my strawberries every year has got their sign up, says they have strawberries yet. But I'm sure they'll be picking any day now, because I can ride along here and see the plants alongside the road in their fields and see where there's lots and lots of berries on there that just haven't finished ripening yet. And, of course, lots of blooms for new ones coming along, too. So, anyway, and these folks do a good job getting some nice, sweet strawberries, juicy and large and reasonably priced. Anyway, W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
Bernice's strawberry garden is blooming like crazy. Yeah, I hope the snails are not in there this year. I threw out a bunch of pellets for them last year. But we'll see. I don't know if that stuff lasts over the winter or not. Boy, they're going like crazy. She's having trouble keeping the oak trees from coming up in it because there's an oak tree right there beside the garden. Man, those things come up everywhere. Well, Bill, tell us again what you was doing with your antenna system and radio stuff and whatnot. I haven't even been on HF in a couple of weeks.
Well, this is just for my 2.70 meter. I extended it 16 feet higher. Put a Ed Fong, one of those PVC antennas up on the top. And I've got my old antenna that's still about 20 feet in the air, hooked to my backup radio, so I'm about 36 foot plus 4 foot for the antenna, so right at 40 foot on this one.
What, doing it, Rusty?
Yeah, sounding good, real good. And I've got an old antenna, 2-meter antenna. It's a Ringo Ranger, and it's only supposed to be a 2-meter one, but it works fine on 2-meter and 440 when I've had this radio in the house. But this is in the car now, and for some reason I'm starting to have some antenna problems. I'm going to have to delve into this antenna on the car, because I used to be able to sit in my yard and talk to anybody. But here recently it has not been that way. I can get in certain spots in the yard and can hear everybody, and other places can't hear a soul. Or it's all scratchy. And like yesterday when I was talking to Tom yesterday afternoon, after I pulled back in the yard, he said he just lost me in the noise. But I don't know. I guess it could be because all the trees around me are greening up and getting a lot of leaves on them. So, and I've got a lot of them around me. And this antenna doesn't sit anywhere near as high as the one that's on the pole out behind the house. That Ringo Ranger is about 12 or 14 feet long itself, and then it's mounted on a pole that's at least 25 feet in the air, so that gives me some height there. Go ahead, Tom.
Sure. Well, Rusty, yeah, your signal yesterday just went to pot. I don't know what else to say. It just absolutely died. And could barely hear any audio at all at that point that you're describing. And I just can't feature the trees attenuating that much. They do some, yes. But just all at once, just blank like that. You've never done that before, so it needs to be looked at, that's for sure. I don't have anything to really check out a 2-meter antenna very well. But there are people that do, I suppose. Most of the time when it comes to that, it's just a bad connection, broken shielding or something like that. But anyways, Bill, your signal has improved immensely. It was always fair, but never perfect like it is now. Over.
BHM. Well, I appreciate that, Tom. Like I say, I've been constantly tinkering and upgrading, and I've got this antenna. I've got to ground it just for peace of mind, better than it is now, but make a few more tweaks to it and make it permanent. So I hadn't nailed it down in the ground yet. I wanted to make sure it was going to work.
And it's super fine. You're getting out. You're getting a nice, clear, strong signal. I don't know how many watts you're running, but you're running. You're sounding super up this way. And Tom, the thing about it is, there's a couple of houses now. Done some more. They built a second house up on the property just above me. So, you know, it's back in the woods, and they've done a lot of cutting and everything back through there, and a lot of new growth and everything else. So, I don't know. I'm going to just have to figure it out, because I've got some areas that are flaky along my road over there anymore. So, and I think that here soon they're going to start work. They're going to close off the road coming out of my yard to the left, where they're going to put us a new bridge in down there. And it's about time. That one's been there since I've been here, and it's been getting worse in condition all along. So I guess they've got some road signs up at the upper end of the road, they've got them covered now. But I've seen a couple of barricades that they've got sitting on the side of the road, and they say road closed. So I got a feeling that's what they're going to be doing, is putting a new bridge in down there below me. That will be nice, because that one is dangerous. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
Sure, Mobile. Well, that'd be great, Rusty. The DOT would do anything intelligent. It's out of character, that's for sure. I know coming down here, the road is horrendous up there on, I think it's Old Rutherford. And they patch that thing regularly. And just as soon as they patch it, the patches wear out. You got chuck holes again. It's right there where you turn by, used to be Dickie's barbecue there on Wade Hampton in Greer on that road. Man, it's a pain. And some of it about knocked your car out of alignment. So you try to dodge them, but you can't because the road's so narrow. And if there's a car coming, there's nowhere to go. But so life goes. Well, I'm just sitting here in the car, and I got a dialing, by golly. It's hot outside, and I'm not going to sit here and suffer, and I don't particularly want to go in there and sit in the lobby with a bunch of people. I'm still a little bit leery of that. So when we get home, we had some concrete work done yesterday, and they made a horrendous mess. They had to grind off a thin coat off of the carport, and then they laid just brushed concrete on top of it, and they repaired the cracks in the concrete. But my gracious, it coated the grass, it even got over at the neighbor's house over there. And I felt bad about that, but nothing I could do. It was just a big cloud, and the wind was blowing that way. Like people, when they burn their trash, sometimes it comes my way, and sometimes it goes the other. Anyways, go ahead, Bill.
You can't control the wind. It'll go where it wants and carry with it what it will. But have you ever played with the DMR radio stuff, Tom?
Hey, I'm going to jump out of here because I'm in the parking lot at the in the parking space at the grocery store, and I want to get on in. Talk to both of you later. W2T clear for now.
See you later, Rusty. No, Bill, I haven't and don't really have an interest in it. But, you know, there's two guys on here that talk of early evening on their way home from work that are experts on that. And I think one of them's Patrick, and the other one's... I'm thinking it's David, but right now memory behooves me. But they're two young guys, it sounds like, by their voice, and man, they're up on that DMR stuff, and one of them's just installing some things for it, and I'm sure they could really give you some help.
Actually, I talked to Patrick this morning, and I've talked to Dave about it. I got mine up and running. I bought a hotspot back in November and just never got around to fooling with it, and decided over the weekend to try to make it work, and of course it didn't, and I spent about 2.5 days off and on getting it working, but it's working now, and I make contacts in Ireland and in the UK and Chile and just all over the world. It's a bit different, that's for sure.
Well, I just wondered what it was all about, Bill. It sounds interesting. They must use the internet then, obviously, to go over it. I don't even know what buying a hotspot means, so there you go.
KO4HKX. Stop. I want to apologize for abruptly ending our conversation earlier. The insurance company called on my truck. I had to deal with that real quick. But, Tom, I am not an expert on DMR by any stretch of the imagination. I'm learning as I go, and I'm waiting on my equipment to get here. It's supposed to be here today, so we'll see what I can do with it.
Well, you know, an expert's a drip under pressure, so you might fall into that category.
I'd like to carry on the conversation and share the knowledge I do have. The peanut I got floating around in my head, it doesn't store too much, so I got to be careful with that.
Just kidding you. No, I totally am lost on that one. I just don't know. I know what Echolink does, and I've talked to guys on that, and I thoroughly enjoyed that, coming over this repeater. Go ahead, Bill.
Or Echolink, it just takes your radio, you set it to a set frequency, and you build talk groups, basically, that are contacts, and it hits that hot spot, which is nothing more than a wireless interface to your internet, and it goes out just like Echolink and hooks to another DMR station and translates back into their radio, and you're back and forth. So it's nothing but Echolink on steroids. It's got some interfaces, gateways you can watch. I'm sitting here watching mine now, watching who all is talking on what's called Talk Group 91, which is worldwide. Just watching it. So interesting, at least for now.
Hi, it's Patrick Thompson. And Russell is the other guy that I believe y'all are talking about on the DMR that I usually end up talking to in the afternoon. But, yeah, I'm interested. I'm excited to get my radio and get started in it, that's for sure, and start playing with it. A lot of stuff is heading for the digital platform, so I at least want to try to get ahead of the curve on it.
Sorry about that, Patrick. I get mixed up, but I'm old. And I had to get up at 4:30 yesterday morning and get Bernice to the surgery center. She's in the doctor's office now getting her eyes looked at here. They always check them the day after. Well, Patrick, that sounds interesting. But you guys were snowing me, I'll tell you, when you're talking about it. And, Bill, I understand what you're saying now. That's nice. I just wish the sunspots had come back on HF, and I noticed towards the end of the month they actually went back to zero, and there's not many more than that up there now, I don't think. I look at it every now and then on the ARRL's news, and there had been a few, but then they just disappeared, and they're supposed to be on the increase, which will make the bands get better. Go ahead, Bill.
That's where you lost me when you started talking about sunspots. That part lost me, so I'd believe anything you told me, Tom. Not that you wouldn't tell the truth, though. But I got a very basic understanding of how the sunspots and stuff works, even a novice understanding of this whole 2-meter ham. So I'm just lucky to be able to get on the radio and talk.
It's in Gerald TR. Let me jump back in there, Patrick. Well, they run in 11-year cycles, and it's just like a wave. I call it a sine wave, sort of like AC current looks or voltage. And we're just now at the beginning of the cycle. I think it's 25, and they run 11 years. And when there's a couple of hundred sunspots up there, you can sit here on a walkie-talkie watts and probably talk to Australia on 10 meters. It gets that good. But when the sunspots are down, the ionosphere isn't energized like it would be, shall we say, if there was 150 or 180 sunspots up there. And then the propagation, each skip will jump as much as 2,500 miles. And you can actually make schedules to talk to a guy in Bora Bora once a week on a certain frequency and probably do that. The bands, there's better bands during the day, which are the upper frequencies like 10, 15, 20 meters, 17 meters. And as it gets towards nighttime, normally, not always, but normally, 40 and 80. I don't know much about 160, but I don't think it depends on the elements. But at any rate, it just kind of charges the atmosphere in a brief explanation, Bill. And there's just not been many yet, even though it's on the bottom of the uphill incline of that 11-year sun cycle. Has that helped?
Hey, Jim, I.D. Very much so. That does make a lot of sense. I've read about it, heard about it from other people, but nobody's ever explained it quite the way you did. And that was a great explanation. Thank you.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Bill, I'm going to have to jump out of here for a minute. I've got to go in and deal with some customers. So I'll say 7-3 to you this time the correct way. Gentlemen, I always enjoy talking to you. Both of you are a wealth of knowledge on my end. Y'all have way more experience than I do. So this will be KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Okay, Patrick. See you later. And sorry I got your call sign mixed up there. Go ahead, Bill.
All righty, Patrick. Have a good day. Hope those radios are waiting on you when you get home, if you get them up and going. I might be on this channel tonight. Give me a call, and we'll see if we can communicate on DMR. Good luck, and 73s, my friend.
So we're mobile. Yeah, you have to work for a living, ain't it, Bill?
I'm practicing for retirement. I'm just taking some vacation time right now while it's pretty and slow. I work at the University of Georgia, so I have to take it at different times of the year in the job I have, so I don't mind taking it on days like this.
It's a honey out here today. We got to go out there and wash the concrete dust off of everything, and my truck is usually shining like a shiny penny, but it looked horrible this morning with a mixture of dust and pollen, and I couldn't just let it sit there. I washed it off with the hose. It was not like really washing it. I didn't have time to do otherwise. But all the lawn furniture and stuff that was in the carport, there's a table and chairs and a couple of extra chairs and barbecue and a smoker and one of those, I don't know what you call them, the egg sitting there. And I sold my generator yesterday, my extra one that I had, just on a whim. The guy that was doing the concrete work said he could sure use that, and I said, well, you can just have it, and he wanted to know how much, and we made a deal, and he took off with it. We got a Generac, a whole house generator, so I don't really need that one. I just kind of kept it around in case the kids needed it for a spare, or if something happened to mine, but that's highly unlikely. They're pretty reliable. But I had it hooked up where I had a 220 outlet in the carport there, and I could just backfeed it on a number 10 portable cord back into the house and shut the breaker off in the house, and it worked just fine, but you just don't use them that often.
These are good to have. You just have to make sure you maintain them. If you got one of those Generacs, then that's a good setup. We've actually got a fairly decent sized one that runs a backup emergency data center I manage over at the university, and of course it's fed with natural gas and everything, and it cranks up on its own once a month and runs a duty cycle, and they come check it, I think, once a quarter, but they're sweet machines.
Well, I do my own maintenance on it. It's just a matter of a couple of new spark plugs every 6 months, and then you wouldn't really have to do that, but I do, and change the air filter and change the oil, and I keep synthetic oil in it, and then you got to be able to run that stupid LCD Generac's got their own programming science, you might say, and looking at the ladder diagram kind of sucks. It's too complicated for this old man, but I know how to do it, and that's about it. There's just nothing to that, and we've had ours now 4 or 5 years, and at the fourth year, I just went out there and pulled the battery out and put a new battery in it. I don't want to take a chance on that. And they're small. They're not great big batteries. They're a little bit smaller than a car battery. Mine runs, or ours runs, every Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I never do reset the time when it goes to daylight or nothing. It just changes by an hour. But it runs like a top. and I think the maintenance kits on them are about $50 for oil filter, air filter. Thinking there might be a gas filter in there. No, there isn't. It runs on propane. Yeah, I used to do the maintenance on one that was 9 megawatts, and it ran a hospital.
9 megawatts, that's pretty good size generator. You wouldn't be able to even probably pull it off with a pickup truck, but the maintenance on them's not too bad, and I've watched them do the maintenance on ours there from time to time. We've had it about 7 years and never had any trouble, and fortunately never had to use it except for once when Georgia Power accidentally cut the power line with a backhoe, and that was quite a disaster, and that's only been in the last 6 months. So, Tom, I need to jump off. I need to run outside and put up a ladder and do some other things from where I was working on this radio. So I hope Bernice is doing well, and hope that other eye gets better soon. So 73 is my friend. Be safe, and talk to you soon.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, we had two of those. They were 9 megawatts apiece, and they had this big, huge tank full of diesel out there. And we'd switch them over every now and then, just periodically. It was seamless. I mean, the lights didn't even flicker. It was pretty amazing. The one I got on the house is 21 kilowatts. Yeah, megawatts be a little big. And it does great. We're very happy with it. I had a good friend on the radio help me here with it when we put it in, because I'm not able to handle heavy weights anymore. But I did put a 16 kilowatt one in for my brother-in-law and wired it back in Kansas on the farm. And they are great machines. Bill, you take care. I really enjoyed having the company here instead of sitting here watching the shadows. You take care. M4WHM is Zen0GR73's, Bill.
M4WHM clear.